Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Credit, credit, credit. It seems that credit makes the world go round these days. It's kind of like the ancient question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? No one will give you credit until you've got some credit. But how can you get it if no one will give it to you? What's even worse is getting credit and then messing it up. Then when you really need it, no one will touch you with a 10-foot pole. The retail system in our country encourages you to establish your credit with interest rates as high as 30%. The crazy thing is that you are the one who needs a break, but you pay a high rate of interest, but the guy down the street with the big house, guess what his interest rate is on his car? 0%. Wait a minute. He can afford to pay more. You're the one who needs 0%, but it just doesn't work that way. Before you know it, you're mad at the landlord, the power company, the cable company, and everybody else that's calling and wanting to know where your payment is. I know that feeling well. Evie and I experienced financial difficulty for probably about 15 of our 23 years of marriage. We were forever paying last month's bills with next month's income. Week after month after year, that vicious cycle just seemed to never end. Until one day, we had had enough and decided to take a bold step and do something different. You know, there's an old saying that if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. So we signed up for a financial course our church was offering. It was designed by a pastor named Larry Burkett, who has since passed away, and the program is now part of Crown Financial Services. We disciplined ourselves to follow that program to the T and started noticing results within the first month. And there were a few times that we fell off the proverbial budget wagon, but we always got right back on. It didn't happen overnight, but eventually we began to get ourselves out of debt, and in time, we were able to pay everything off and buy a home. Now listen, if we can do it, you can too. So if you're in debt and paying high interest rates, stop doing what you've always done and do something different today. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.